Hey everyone, happy new year. Yes, I'm very aware half the year has already gone by and it's May, but I've been up to a lot of things and I definitely want to share with you all, not as an excuse as to why I haven't been posting, but definitely a bit of a background as to what's been going on with myself. So if you could just grab a snack, come on back and we'll get to talking. So I'm going to cut out the meat and trim so it's not this long, boring story. But basically, this time 2 years ago, I was in New York. Oh, sorry. I was working in New York, living in New Jersey, and freshly out of a relationship. chose faith over my man. And basically, I stood out on faith and I told God and quite frankly, everyone around me that I would not be living in New Jersey come 2019. Fast forward to May that year, I did not renew my lease from my apartment, moved 99.6% of my stuff back to Maryland, got on the Amtrak back, and I was living on a month-to-month lease in New York, standing on faith, still believing that God would answer my prayers. Months went by. I mean months. I welcomed in 2019, still in the position, but not in New Jersey. And I still stood on faith, believing that God would do it for me. What made things hard for me, though, was that I had people who started in my office with me and one person who started after me. And I helped them with resume critiquing and interviewing, and they began to get positions. And I remember it was the last person who's really hurt me. I was happy for her, and I relayed that to her. But when she announced it in front of the whole unit, because she announced it to me privately, when she announced it to everyone, I'm not gonna lie, it struck a chord in me and I had to step out and cry. And I was like, God, why? What did I do wrong? What do I need to do to get my position? I want this position. What skill is it that I'm lacking? Help me understand. And I just remember just feeling so bad, but I was really in a depression for a while. And I just remember asking my mom to pray for me because I couldn't do it, y'all. There were days I did not want to get out of bed because it's like, why am I still here? Why am I still here? God, am I supposed to live in New York? I didn't know what was going on. And at some point, months later, this is probably June, probably August 2019, all of a sudden, I start getting emails. Hey, can you interview with us? Can you interview with us? Can you interview with us? And I was shook because it was just like out of nowhere, as if the heavens opened up and all of a sudden all the job offers that had been held back from me just came in abundance. I mean, y'all, it was probably 5-6 job interviews requests. So I remember I was sifting through it, trying to see, okay, because at some point I was applying for anything and everything back in DC. I was not picky. I was not choosy. I just knew I wanted a certain salary, okay, that could just get me somewhere. And the first job offer I actually interviewed for was in Baltimore. It was the pay grade I wanted, but Baltimore is very far from me. I'm a DC native. We live very close to DC. Baltimore is like another state to me. And I just accepted it because once I interviewed with them, they were the first to get back to me. And time was a ticking. I did not want 2020 to meet me in New York. Y'all, I was like, I'm done with New York. I hate it. It's dirty. I don't want to be here. And unfortunately, after I accepted it, I got another notification that the other job I interviewed for, this one was in DC, but not the pay that I wanted. They told me, hey, we loved you. We want you as soon as possible. So I had to weigh my options. I was like, Baltimore is very far. At the time I was in New York, I didn't have a car because Metro, right? I would have to buy a car to work in Baltimore. And I was just like, you know, it just makes more sense to work in DC, get my foot in the door. And then from there, after a year, move on. So I turned down the offer from Baltimore and I accepted the offer from DC. Now, they were very eager for me to begin. So they were contacting me. They were contacting my supervisor, my other supervisor, like, hey, can we schedule a date to get her down here? They were ready. And I was still hesitant because I was like, I interviewed for so many positions, you guys, that I was just kind of like, anything could happen. And there was one particular position I was holding out for because this is an elusive position that was so hard to get. And it was the location I wanted and the pay I wanted. I was just like, God, I need something to happen. And I just remember dragging my feet for almost a month. And these people were getting, they were getting antsy. Like, they started giving me the request, access request that I needed before I got there. It was deep. It was deep. And I remember one day, I got terrified because I was just like, I don't know what to do. At this point, the position I'm holding out for, what if I don't get it? Like, I might as well just take this job that they're offering me, even though it's not the pay I want. So I remember calling my mom and I asked her to pray for me. And I was like, Mom, you know, just pray for me because I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is the job for me. And so after that, I called my pastor and I was like, Pastor, I just need you to pray for me because I got a job offer, but it's not what I want. And I'm not trying to sound like I'm not grateful to God, but God knows what I want and He knows what I need. And I just don't think this is it. And I remember that my pastor was like, you know, you got it. Congratulations. I didn't know what he meant by that. I was like, you got it. I mean, clearly I got it, but that's not what I want. Fast forward to that night, I had a dream that I lost my earring. And I was so irritated when I woke up because I hate losing things, guys. But I just remember when I woke up, I was so pissed off because I just could not find my earring. And then I hop out of bed and my earring in real life falls off. At this point, I'm like, okay, no, this is symbolic because what are the chances, right? When I get into the office that day, I'm telling my coworker, sister friend, what happened, what I dreamt about. I was like, this was so weird, you know? So she was like, oh, you know, go ahead and look it up. And I used this website to actually look up certain things, like interpretations of sorts for certain symbols that I might see in my dreams. And I decided I would look it up after I went to go speak to my supervisor. So I went to her. She was in her office with one of my other coworkers. And I told her, I was like, you know, I interviewed for that particular position I really want, but I haven't heard back from it. And then I currently have this one that I've already accepted. I don't know what to do. And I remember both of them saying, you know, you don't want to be out of luck by turning down this position in the hopes of another position and then not get that position. Because now it'll go from you having so many job offers to you not having a job at all. And then after that, basically, I went back to the office and I looked up the meaning of a lost earring. And y'all, it really meant that I was receiving bad advice. So when I heard that, I was shook. I was like, wow, there is some meaning to that. Maybe God's talking to me. And I felt like, you know, I remember reading 1 Samuel 3:7 to 11 growing up. And it was basically about how Samuel was a little boy. This is a prophet, Samuel. And he heard the Lord speaking to him in a whisper, and he didn't know who it was. And at the time, he was staying with Elijah. And Elijah told him, you know, when next you hear the voice, say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. And in my mind at that moment, I thought, oh, wow, is this how God speaks? Because for years, I thought, you know, it would only be through his voice. But I felt as though he was speaking in symbols like that. That symbol of me losing my earring, meaning I was not receiving good advice, definitely led me to say, okay, hold on. There's something to this. Let me hold back. So I played it by ear. I dragged my feet some more, and I did not give them a response in regards to when I wanted to start. And by the end of that week, y'all, I received an email saying that I got the position that I wanted. This is the position in DC with the salary I wanted. And I was like, yo, God is good. So to make a long story short, by December 2019, I was back in Maryland. And, you know, this has been a very, very humbling experience, to say the least. And that's kind of where I've been for the last few months. So it was a process of, you know, getting through the depression and moving back home, starting a new position, getting accustomed to that position, moving again. So I'm just very thankful to God. And I do want to speak to anyone who is currently looking for something, waiting for something, to continue waiting on God, because I wholeheartedly believe that when you stand on faith and when you believe that God will do it for you, He will do it for you. And I just want to pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anyone who is seeking employment, Father Lord, may you open the gates of heaven and grant them the employment that they so desperately seek. forward, you alone know what position a person needs, what office they need to be in, so that they may have the salary that they desire, but also the peace of mind and the workload that they desire to, what's good for them. So, Father, Lord, I ask that you please have mercy upon your servant, anyone, anywhere who's listening to me under the sound of my voice, who is seeking these things, Father, Lord, I ask that you please have mercy. Lord God, you are the provider, you are the sustainer. And Father, Lord, I know you shall sustain them during this period, and I know you will provide a better job for them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, y'all, I just want to leave you guys with a little jammy jam or whatever, because it's May, it's my birthday month. So, you know, I'm going to leave y'all with something that talks about life, because life is important to me, and I want it to be important to y'all. All right, so catch you guys next time on another episode of Diaries of a Struggling Born Again. It'll be interesting to see what we talk about. I'm gonna hold off. I'm not gonna tell you guys. All right, bye.